The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
America Meditating Radio Show, we collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts 24/7. Hi, I'm Sister Jenna. Join me and guests on Blog Talk Radio as we amplify stories that compel us to be more for ourselves and everyone else around us. The Azar Foundation for Children of the World is an organization aimed to support women and children in need across the globe. We believe in empowering lives, strengthening minds, and providing programs that enrich health and education. The Azar Foundation was founded in 2003 and has been serving the world ever since. Visit us at our website at www.azarforchildren.org. That's www.azar4children.org to find out more information about our endeavors and join our mailing list. Remember, the smile and the cry of a child doesn't have any language. The Azar Foundation.
Do you like to meditate? Have you tried to meditate? Have you struggled with meditation? Why don't you visit one of the Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center? Visit brahmakumaris.org.
Hi, I'm Devon Franklin, co-author of the book The Weight, author of the book Produced by Faith, and producer of the film Miracles from Heaven. Just want to give a shout-out to Sister Jenna and American Meditating Radio. I've been on the station before. I've been on the program. It's awesome, and meditation is such a powerful way to tap into all that God has for us and to find peace, love, and joy, and health in our lives. We have an exclusive screening of my new film, Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner and Queen Latifah. And this is a film that, you know, is based on a true story. We've been screening it all around the country, and people have been blown away by the power of this inspirational journey of a family coping with the illness of the middle daughter. And a miracle shows up when they need it the most.
The Meditation Museum in Silver Spring, Maryland offers a variety of courses and activities to make your life go a whole lot smoother. Located at 9525 Georgia Avenue, you will be able to experience the beautiful silence that's in the space. There are courses in Raja Yoga meditation, positive thinking, stress-free living, and personal development classes. For more information, call us at 301-588-0144 or visit us online at meditationmuseum.org. Hello, everyone. This is Sister Jenna from the America Meditating Radio, and I'm excited to introduce to you Meditate the Vote. It's going to be a national campaign, and what we're asking for all of you to join us with is to raise the bar of conversation. Try to see in what way we can change our interpretation about who we are, what we are, and perhaps the direction in which we want this country to go in. Regardless of whoever becomes the next president in 2017, we are still responsible for the way that we want to move our lives. So could you join me and an alliance of friends around the country to meditate the vote? Go to americameditating.org, press on events, meditate the vote, and you'll be able to get a whole bunch of information. So join us, because I, Sister Jenna, meditate the vote.
Hello, this is Kristen Hoffman, and it is with great love, joy, pleasure, and spirit that I am listening to America Meditating Radio Show.
I'm Ivy Hilton, and you are listening to America Meditating Radio Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Sister Jenna, and yes, it's America Meditating Radio. We're broadcasting live from the beautiful Meditation Museum in Silver Spring, and it's been an incredible journey, quite powerful, profound, and blessed, I have to tell you. So we are continuing our journey in life, and we are being called. Some of us are responding to our call, and some of us are getting distracted by the external noise and of pitter and patter of this one, that one, it should be like this, it shouldn't be like that. You know, all the stuff that distracts us from our own stories. But, you know, one of the things that I've understood for my own self is that if I listen well enough to my inner world, if I listen to my internal voice, my internal self, the story is very different than my external self. When you listen to your internal self, that inner voice, the one that nobody sees, that's you. So when you try to play the game of the external and what the outside world tries to tell you you're supposed to be, the stresses, the strains, the compromising of your own peace of mind or value systems can take place, and before you know it, you've moved so far away from you that you really don't know what to do. Stay tuned, because we're going to speak to an incredible young man that's founded a holistic life foundation, Ali Smith, and he's been doing some work with raising the children and the young boys and girls of our community to have them really believe in something bigger than themselves. So stay tuned. Before I get Ali on the line, I'd like us to do what we do best here on the America Meditating Radio, and that's to go into some moments of silence and awareness and connectivity. Sometimes we have to disconnect to reconnect. Take a deep breath. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. About connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender. Discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, and eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. This time,
Hello and welcome back. That was the incredible Diana Ross from Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand. And I hope you enjoyed the meditation from my Off the Grid Into the Heart meditation CD. The America Meditating Radio is proud to welcome Ali Smith. Ali co-founded the Holistic Life Foundation in 2001, where he currently serves as executive director. And he has over 15 years of experience teaching yoga and mindfulness to diverse populations. And through his work at the foundation, he has helped develop and pilot yoga and mindfulness programs at public and private schools, drug treatment centers, juvenile detention centers, mental crisis facilities, can you believe this? Retreat centers nationally and internationally. Ali has authored a series of children's books and co-authored several yoga and mindfulness-based curriculum, as well as developed numerous workshops and training programs. His work with the Holistic Life Foundation has been featured on Making a Difference on the NBC Nightly News, well as Mindful Magazine, Yoga Journal, and many other publications. Today, we're really, really proud to welcome this incredible young man right here in our backyard. Hello, Ali. Welcome to the America Meditating Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're welcome. Well, you know, I think the work that you're doing, I was looking at your Facebook right before I came on the air, and I wanted to get a little bit teary-eyed because it was just so meaningful, like, it's the work that we need to do to create a generation for the future that might be a little bit more mindful than the one that we're living through at this time. Mm-hmm. And would it be possible for you to share with our listeners what triggered Ali's move into the world of thought, meditation?
I think it all started with my parents, my brother and I. My brother Atman is one of the other co-founders of the Holistic Life Foundation. Our parents were into meditation and yoga when we were born. So we grew up in a church, a self-realization fellowship church. So, I mean, we meditated at Sunday school. We grew up around differing religions. I think at our church, the whole thing was there was truth is one, but people call it by various names. So it was just kind of looking at the underlying truths in all the different religions and showing the similarity between them. And our dad had me and my brother meditating every morning before school. So, I mean, I think those seeds were planted.
Wasn't that, like, painful? Because sometimes when you're young, you're not thinking about getting up to sit to be quiet before school. What was that like?
We didn't know any better, I'd say. You know what I mean? It was just something that was always around. Like, so I don't think we knew what the difference. I think the only thing we knew that our friends weren't doing it, so we didn't really share it with a lot of our friends, but it was just a part of our everyday life.
Yeah, closet yogis, right?
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about the Holistic Life Foundation and the programs that it offers.
So Abin and I co-founded the Holistic Life Foundation with Andy Gonzalez in 2001. Right now, we're about 15 years deep. We do programs all over the place. Our focus is on schools and young people. Last school year, we worked with about 4,500 kids a week across 14 schools, Baltimore City Public Schools alone. Most of our programs are based around yoga, meditation, breathwork, mindfulness, and some other contemplative practices, but I think one of the keys to what we do is we use a reciprocal teaching style, so we're training the young people that we work with to be teachers so they can share the practice with their friends and family members in order to kind of make a bigger impact.
Wow, and how's that going? Are you finding that they're really resonating with the training?
Oh, yeah. Most of our staff now are former students of ours, so they're kids
wow.
that we started with in 02 or a little later that have gone through our after-school program, our mentoring program, and workforce development, and now they're employed for the Holistic Life Foundation, teaching these skills that they learned to other people.
Have you bumped into any obstacles whilst you're on the journey? Because, and I think it's important for you to get a hold of Russell Simmons, because when he and I had a conversation, I think it was this year, one of the things that he's been looking at trying to do is to get yoga and meditation in the inner city. And I think that you need to reach out to him because it's an important work that you're doing, and it's not an easy one. So, have you bumped into any challenges since you've been doing this work?
I'd say our main challenges have been the challenges of running a nonprofit organization and not actually getting the work out there. I think we do a pretty good job of in presenting it in like an engaging and fun and practical way where people see how it's going to affect them and the struggles that they're going through in their lives.
Oh, right. I know. Just to get the word out so then more people can understand how important the work is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So tell us some of the success stories from graduates of your programs, apart from the ones that are working with you.
I'd say a lot of it is around people who we didn't have a lot of contact, or people that kind of disappeared but then show back up in our lives and said that they were still using the practice. There's one young man who was, I mean, for whatever reason, he had a lot going on at home during his junior and senior year in high school, and then up incarcerated and at a youth detention facility out in far western Maryland. And he would write us letters talking about how his practice, he didn't do too much of the actual physical yoga, but his breathwork practice and his meditation practice would kind of kept him sane and balanced while he was going through all that turmoil in his personal life and his family life and his home life on top of being incarcerated. So I'd say it's a lot, most of our success stories about kids that disappear, but the practice is something that you could never take away from someone. You know what I mean? Once you find that place of that inner peace and like that stillness, like it's there and you know how to get back to it. And in times when things get too turbulent outside or inside your mind, like you can go back to that space and find that peace.
I like it. I like that because one of the hardest data to collect on the path of teaching yoga or meditation or spirituality is the data of the transformation of a human spirit. There's just no data. I mean, the only thing you can say is someone can say, oh, I was about to slap someone and then I remembered what I was, you know, learning and then I decided not to slap. But there's no data. But I think that it's so important to begin to tell these stories that I love what you said, Ali, that once you've practiced meditation or some form of yoga and you've understood where you can get back to your inner peace or your still point, then regardless of the turbulence and the stuff that's going outside of you, you can always return to that stillness. And I think that is very important to keep amplifying because it's so subtle, Ali, that many people, maybe they only see the physical postures, the numbers that you're putting in, 50 came, we have 10 schools, we have this, and you know what I mean. But that inner transformation that we're needing at a very important time where people's minds are really swaying from a very deep place. Do you have any upcoming events that are taking place for you and the kids that folks can come and join in or participate?
We are running our summer camp now. If you all, if anyone wanted to reach out to us, they can get information on the events that we have at the summer camp. And we're also, I'm and Andy and I are leading a meditation retreat for adults up at the Omega Institute in August. So, I mean, that's two things that are coming up.
Well, that's beautiful. Now, as far as the organization is concerned, what if somebody wants to offer donations to keep it going? Where should they go? What should they do?
Of course, they could send in a check to our organization or they can go to our website and you can make a donation via credit card or whatever through our website. And our website is www.hlfinc.org. And the mailing address and the information for making online donations is all right there.
Beautiful. Now, what's your vision for the Holistic Life Foundation in 5 years' time?
Continuing the work that we're doing in Baltimore and expanding it and making it accessible to more young people. And we've got some plans for expansion nationally and internationally as well. So we're just looking to make a bigger impact and train more people and so that we can help even more people get access to meditation and yoga and breath work and mindfulness. So we're just looking at helping more people. I mean, and I guess not even really helping more people, but helping giving more people the skills to help themselves. Because, I mean, you can't really help anyone with their meditation practice. You know, I mean, you give them the skills and it's on them to do the work. So I think that's what we're going to do, just give people another option.
Well, you know, in America, we have a smorgasbord of options. So what type of meditation, what type of yoga to practice? What type of meditation or yoga do you teach?
So we do like a combination of a lot of different things. We were taught, as far as the yoga practice goes, that like you can't have the same practices for every group of people because we teach the little kids, but we also teach everyone, you know what I mean? So we'll go from four-year-olds to 90-year-olds, and you can't ever have the same practice for everyone. So, I mean, it's just having a broad spectrum of practices. So we do a little bit of everything. Like if you came to one of our classes, you would see a little bit of a lot of different forms of yoga and a lot of forms of meditation. Our own personal practice is different than what we can teach in the schools. So, I mean, it's just a little, our own personal practice is a little more of a spiritual-based meditation practice. But in the schools, we have to give them more centering skills and skills for inner stillness. But, I mean, they're all there. I mean, but it's just a matter of the audience and what we can present to them. And what's going to help them in their lives.
Before I let you go, leave our listeners with one practice that we could take away with that we could try to center ourselves a little bit more in this hectic environment that we're living in.
We always start with the breath, so I say just being conscious of your breath. A lot of times your breath is just happening and you're not merely paying attention to it. But if you take the time to slow your breath down and take long, slow, deep belly breaths as often as you can for as long as you can, you'll notice a difference. Like it'll slow your heart rate down, it'll slow your thoughts down, and it'll just keep you in a more of a state of calm and peace, and that peace will radiate outward. But just being conscious of your breath is a great tool for stillness.
Do you still get upset?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I'm human. I've probably been upset twice this morning already, even though I start my every day with a meditation. You know what I mean? Like meditation isn't going to make you perfect. We're still human beings, so... Yeah, it's just going to take the edge off a little bit.
I love that. Ali, thank you so much for the work that you're doing. And I'd love to have you come to the museum to offer something with the kids. You can bring the kids here if you'd like, whatever. So I think the work that you're doing is very important, and in whatever way we can support you, please don't hesitate, okay?
I appreciate you having me on, and I'm kind of upset with myself that I didn't know that there was a meditation museum so close to Baltimore. When I was like, what? How do I not know about this? So you can be expecting a visit.
Beautiful. Looking forward to having you. All the very best and many blessings.
Many blessings to you, too. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, Ali. Bye-bye.
Peace.
So as you hear, Ali says, you know, meditation doesn't need to make you perfect. But, you know, something I took away from his conversation, that once you've been in the practice, you know how to get back to that still point. Even if you get upset, you go come back. Whether it's, you know, watching your breath, whether it's more of a spiritual practice of just watching your thoughts, or maybe it's a position. You make that decision. There's such a variety of meditations. I mean, my yoga that I practice is Raja Yoga Meditation by the Brahma Kumaris, and even though I think it's one of the best, doesn't necessarily mean it's for everyone else. Do you know what I mean? So you need to know which one touches your heart, which one speaks to you at a deeper level, and you will know when it just starts to be smooth. And even if at the beginning it's not smooth, but you're still willing to give it a shot, then just do that. But please, my brothers and sisters, look into this practice of meditation and yoga. We are not wired to be living on our smartphones and talking and texting all the time, and our senses are constantly engaged. We are designed to be very peaceful people. And a peaceful person is able to even hear beyond the spoken word of another. And that's what we need to apply more in our relationships with each other. You know, sometimes we just say things and we don't know what it means, but when you can feel the person's heart, then it's like you really were in that meditative state, and it does help. You've been listening to America Meditating Radio. Please help out Ali Smith Foundation, the Holistic Life Foundation. So just go to hlfinc.org for further information. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same. So let's do that. I'm going to see maybe if Ali can get the kids to start to meditate the vote for us. I think that would be awesome. So please just go to Meditate the Vote on Facebook and Twitter, and let's continue the dialogue. We'll be giving away free meditation books as you answer the questions such as, what are you doing to create inclusivity? What do you value the most about America? Whatever the questions might be from the Meditate the Vote campaign. So we're inviting you to do that. Everyone, be safe. Take care of yourself. Don't get into trouble. And know that you're loved and blessed. Here's Sunrise by Bliss. Take care, everyone. I watch.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.